कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
Yo, this is Cyrus Brocha recording almost live from a small little bathroom in a room that belonged to my mother because I can't find any other space during lockdown. And I just want to quickly do a positive rant about what we can do in the Saaf Safai business as men, the stereotypical men who are useless at home. A lot of people say, what do you do? How do you help your wife? How do you do? I do a lot. And this is my suggestion. All men who are useless, all you can do, and you can do this very quickly and very fast, is offer to wash the dishes. And I explain to you why. Because women have this terrible habit of washing both sides of the plates. You don't have to do that. It's like, I never iron both sides of my shirt. You don't have to do that. You only have to iron the front. Nobody cares about the back of your shirt. Ooh, the back of your shirt looks bad. It's so bad. So just clean the front of the plate and you'll do 50% faster time for everything and you'll be out of that kitchen in no time. And it'll look spick and span. Nobody will be the wiser because they don't eat from the top back of the plate. Nobody turns it over and then starts eating. I mean, that's a complete moron. They do that for underwear. It doesn't work for plates. All right, now it's time for Cock and Bull. And I'm joined by two elegant men who I can see for the first time since...
It's been a while, Actually, you haven't used my video. We've used video for the last couple of ones.
Actually,
this is your first...
I actually completely lied, but then I didn't want to take it back. You know, I hate wasting time. It's half the plate, not the full plate. Hey, Jesse, quickly, before we get to the more serious stuff, isn't that correct? I had a big argument with my wife. Why do you have to clean the back of the plate? What's that got to do with anything? I ate from the front of the plate. Okay, the front of the plate was dirty. Then I scrubbed it down nicely. But why do you have to include the back of the plate? There was nothing on the back of the plate. Please explain.
But I would say, I mean, like, given what we have learned about how germs travel.
You will bring it to COVID. I knew.
I mean, how
it's
long?
It's not COVID. We know more about the science than we ever did, right?
Amit Doshi, you're saying that this perpetrator virus is like a predator waiting at the back of the plate for this poor little deer to finish eating. And then, unsuspecting victim that I am, he comes from his hidden position, gets into my body and kills me. I think that's a bit too much.
No, I don't think that's exactly what's going to happen. But you're going to touch the back of the plate, you're going to touch the front of the plate, right? I mean, like, when you're eating also. So, I mean, like, you know,
why do you touch the back of the plate? No, if you're standing like a horse and eating.
Not standing also, even if you're taking something from another vessel, like, you know, you're taking like a sabzi or something like that, don't you pick up your plate, take the sabzi?
I don't. I always drop everything on the way. And then we all have arguments.
So I guess maybe in your particular case, for you very specifically, very narrowly, maybe you can get away without washing the back of the plates.
But I guess for how long though? You can't go on forever without washing the back of your plate.
It ended with the wife throwing the plate at me. So no.
So I've been dealing with my ultimate quarantine nightmare this entire morning.
Which is?
No electricity. We had no electricity.
Oh.
You know, I when you told us you had no electricity, my heart really, I was like, this is it. This is the end of civilization now.
I didn't think about this. What are we doing while we're stuck at home? Right, we're working from home, doing all
that. That's what I'm thinking.
All that kind of
take
stuff.
Away Wi-Fi, but you're dead.
There's no Wi-Fi. There's no computer. I wouldn't be able to get a new Kindle book. I would not be able to, like, everything, right? I mean, like, air conditioning. No air conditioning.
And you're not like Ashok Kumar in that godforsaken film, which I never want to see again, where you put batteries in a radio and so you can hear, no, Jawan. That's not going to happen either. One second on that. Silvery is the generation who should answer this.
Yeah.
If they take away electricity, that's it, right? They've taken everything else away. You can't meet
people.
You can't have any pleasure. You can't do any hobbies. But you've got your Wi-Fi, you've got your comp, you've got your TV, whatever, and you can manage somewhat alike. If they take that away, tell me, what the hell would you do? Give me anything. What would you do? One day without it.
I really wouldn't know what to do. You know what I have done the last 2 days, though? I have been stuck with the most pointless errand that my mother has given me. Because you're stuck at home, you have to do these household errands, right? My mother got a hold of someone who... can get us mangoes. Okay. So she, in the building group, she posted, hey guys, does anyone want mangoes? I'll be happy to order it for everyone as a collective.
Correct.
70 people, 70
oh, shit.
People applied. And then my mother gave it to me. Okay, now you distribute. You manage all this.
Means the real problem is the delivery. Now, who's going to catch, touch, hold, push? How will they reach you? How will you reach them?
Exactly. And they have to all pay me online. I have to transfer funds to the woman who's actually finally ordering. Oh, God, what a nightmare.
See, here's the good news, Silvery. Your mother's already destroyed your confidence. The day you get married, you'll have more mangoes and more tenants. Remember, exactly. It's never going to end.
Oh, man.
Yeah. This is a fun thing to do, though. I mean, fun, but it's been kind of challenging to manage all this stuff, right? I mean, we're ordering boxes for vegetables and stuff like that. Yeah. We've had the same mango conversation in our building.
Yeah,
I think all the buildings are generic with this. Like, one person wants to be the hero who says, "I'll help you with this."
Yeah,
or that. And then once you take it on, it's a task that you should never have bothered with.
Exactly.
So I've been a little isolated in my own this, right? I'm doing my own thing in that way, right? I mean, we're fortunate enough, the thing is. The veggie boxes and stuff like that, you can get them from Scootsie, right? I mean, Food Hall is delivering from Scootsie.
No, but Amit, I'll interrupt you there for a second. The big fear is what it is now, it may not be tomorrow. Hence the hoarding, hence the double, shall I get from here, shall I get from there? The fear is the unknown. That's the problem we're having.
Can I tell you what my unknown fear is? What my massive fear right now is?
Please.
I'm running out of Diet Coke in the house.
Oh, God.
That's a terrible thing. I agree with you.
I'm running out, right? I mean, I have one, I think, maybe enough left for 3 days.
My God. And that's it, Amit? You're going to go back to your old weight? Let's dwell on this for a second also on the podcast, which is the relative problems that we have. We cannot keep saying, because you cannot empathize with people from different classes of society, you're lying and being insincere. These are the problems. But there's small problems to other people, but to you, it's a huge thing, which is a crutch for you. I know that Diet Coke, I've worked with you, Silvery, seen you, that Diet Coke is your crutch. I can imagine.
It is.
No electricity, no crutch. What is the point of living? Might as well get the virus.
I'm fearful of the lack of Diet Coke. I mean, it really is something that...
I can imagine when you go and ask for it, they look at you oddly, when people are looking for sabji and normal things like that.
Oh, no. The store guys...
I got a mouthful in a similar story when we asked for ice cream for Easter. Well, because my mom wanted to celebrate it. It's our festival and we have to show some respect. The guy said, no ice cream. Khana peena nahi milta aur aapko ice cream chahiye. That's the way it is.
Cyrus, again, the apps are delivering ice creams. Huh? You can get Apsara and stuff like that from Swiggy.
Apsara, I love Apsara. What are you saying?
You get it from Swiggy. And,
will they sponsor our podcast? Apsara.
Apsara
ice cream you can depend on. But remember, if we get a sponsor post this, we must tell them that we went through this entire coronavirus like champions fighting for our people to listen to our show. So they can use that as a tagline. Apsara delivers through anything,
Yeah.
I got it. I've done a pitch for marketing and sales. Okay, guys, have we done enough of this mouthing off? Should we get to the main crux?
Yes, sir. What do we have? We got some stories, right?
Yeah, we got some stories. Before that, though, I would like to talk about if you guys saw the story of the laborers gathering at Bandra and then at Mumbra and massive crowds. That was a nightmare.
Misinformation.
Yeah. No, so apparently they filed three FIRs, right? They filed an FIR against... one is they filed an FIR against the people who were aggressive at the stations.
Yeah.
So that's about 500 people who they filed. The second one they filed was against the guy who... there was a guy with their last name, Dubey. I can't remember his first name.
Organizer.
The organizer who is now telling people, okay, now we must walk and this and that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And the third FIR they filed against a journalist from Nagpur who put out saying that trains will be available for migrant workers on the 14th of April, which was never going to happen. Our lockdown was till the 15th anyway. It was not till the 14th, right? So that was just straight up wrong.
No, but I think they should have been a little more clear about a few days earlier about the no trains and a lot of people were in desperate situations, the majority of daily wages, etc. I just feel that there should have been more messaging done, more clear messaging done from our part as a government.
I don't disagree with you at all, right? I think that there has been a lack of clarity around some of these things, right? I mean, there's a lack of clarity around what you are and you are not allowed to do. Right. I mean, we're all going out and going and doing the veggies and the groceries and all that kind of stuff. Right. Every couple of once in a week or once or twice.
Don't
a week
tell them your schedule. They'll come after you. Just say once a month.
What does it mean? Then they say that the lockdown is going to be extremely strict till the 20th.
Yeah, I know. But two things that I have a problem with. One is that talking to Amit Doshi and Silvery are two different things, because you're internet savvy and you're getting information from everywhere. You have WhatsApp groups. I don't want to belittle anyone, but you look at these 500 migrants who are perhaps not that, conversant with all technology, don't have that wherewithal with them. That's one.
Yeah.
Two is it's easy to lead them. Any joker can say the wrong thing and the rumor spreads, very quickly. You can sit and you can go. And I think they had that in their mind for some time. It didn't happen in 5 minutes on Tuesday morning.
No. This was, it's been there. They thought that they could leave on this day.
They are victims. They're clearly victims. Before you say angry behavior and all that, but God, they want to get home. They're all scared. They have no money here.
I don't blame them at all, right? Who wouldn't want to be home? Who wants to be in a who wants to be in a detention camp? Which is what they're not detention camps.
Especially the bachelors, who can go back to their moms to look after them. Forget the married ones like me who are suffering either end of the stick. But even coming back to the story, it's a humane issue. At the end of the day, it's a bit sad. And not even the government. I think the government is what they can, but there could be some mistakes here and there.
Yeah.
And the messaging doesn't reach everyone. Look at you and me are not getting it. After everything, is this correct or is this incorrect? This false thing, wave that's going on, is every day I'm getting fake on WhatsApps.
It's insane, right? I mean, like, I've tried to, building groups and stuff like that and making people delete shit. And I'm just like, dude, don't put this stuff
out
there, right?
Please do be a vigilante, because it's going, now there's a curfew pass rumor going about. My entire building was, you can do this, you can do that, apply for the COVID. It's bullshit. There's no curfew pass for everybody for no reason. You can't
you can get a curfew pass. Process. You can apply for one, but it's a process, right?
And I mean, somebody's dying or something. It's got to be a serious process.
Exactly. It's not.
Pyaas to khatam ho gaya. How can I make bail for you?
Yeah, that's sort of
more than that. Anyway, sorry, coming back. Silvery, what do you think?
Okay. Just exactly what else are these people supposed to do? Because they don't have their resources here. They don't have their families. They're not earning anything because they're daily wage workers. So what do? You have to be like home. You need shelter during this time.
It's a proper googly. It's a bit like a bakra, which you used to do. Because they, for a few days, have thought and set their mind on, this is a escape valve. Ponji Amlog, once we reach this train station, they're on our way to Jharkhand or wherever, and it's so cool. And the moment that didn't happen, can you imagine what they're going through? It's like, because it's really not their fault. They've just been missing.
It's not. Yeah, correct.
Okay, now what does the government do? I put this to you guys. What does the government do? The state government. Forget blaming the state government.
The state government at this point, I don't know what they can do, right? I mean, like, the thing is that these people do want to go home.
But also,
I don't think that you can send them home. I don't think you can, right? Because the point of a lockdown is to ensure isolation of geographical areas.
Correct, exactly.
Right? You don't spread from one area to another.
Yeah.
And so we have the highest cases. Yeah.
Then you'll have that. It's almost like an act of crime. But you'll send Jharkhand or Bihar or wherever they're going, you've sent them, you send Corona basically by train.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And I mean, that's not...
the Corona Express, not to be insensitive.
Well, I
stop it. Don't laugh.
See how you can. Stop it.
Not to be insensitive.
Okay. All right.
No lungi dance this time, ladies and gentlemen. No lungi dance available.
That's the no of not to be insensitive. The no offense. The let me be honest. Yes, in that family.
Yes, exactly. Didn't mean to. Rattle your chain. Yeah. All right. So we don't have a solution, but at the moment, Udhamji, our CM, and I will say G because he's listening to my podcast, they're trying to organize sort of like a refugee camp. So that's the wrong word. A sort of, living conditions that are palatable. And I guess, looking after them and isolating them, because now you can't, because they were en masse together, etc. The fear of them coming back to our population is also pretty bad.
Right.
All right. So we've solved that problem. Moving on.
Okay. Let's get to a slightly more positive story.
Yeah.
So again, we've been doing positive stories every week. So guys, this week has seen a lot of solidarity, people showing a lot of solidarity with their healthcare workers in hospitals and with each other, in their neighborhoods, among their neighbors. There's a story out from Cheshire in UK, where an entire neighborhood, entire street, every morning gets up at 11 a.m. in the morning, they do like a dance routine for like 10 minutes, led by this fitness instructor who lives on the street. And she's taking it upon herself to bring the entire street out in the
lives
morning.
Lives on the street?
No. She lives in the street. In the house on the street.
But do they do it outdoors or indoors?
Outdoors. Outdoors, they come out onto their porches, maintaining social distancing. And they start dancing, like simple steps. Because that street is mainly, elderly people live there and a lot of kids are in the neighborhood. So something for them to do, remain active.
Is it like wheelchair dancing and that kind of thing? Because that's really cheating, I feel. I'd love to do that. Go to a party and sit on a chair and just move your hands. I've always felt like that's my kind of dance. But yeah, I think this collective effort is everything. I think we need this in India, you know, especially in urban areas where people are aloof and not that community conscious. It would help a little bit. Just but also to cheer you up. And that's why we have this podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but I think
it's not working.
But I think like small things like this, we end up doing wrong. Like we had Janta curfew, people went out on the streets. People had to light candles, people went out onto the streets in hordes. So I think this could be dicey in India.
But those are common mistakes where the directions aren't clear. It's like the back of a medicine bottle. I always wonder where to put the thing, in which orifice, for example, the pill. They should always be very clear. No mouth here, there. These kind of things have to be explained explicitly. It's not a big issue to do that. Coming back to England, but I think they've always been good at doing these kind of things. You know, UK organizing collective sort of. If you see in the West in general, their collective partying is very organized and disciplined and yet fun. You know, nobody really gets hurt or anything. I always get worried in India because ours is out of control. It's always like, you know, will you ever see your parents again if you go into a street dance somewhere deep in Dharavi? Oh, sorry, not Dharavi for now. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's a positive affirmation, and these are the good stories we have to hand out. So do you think we should copy it in India? What do you feel?
We do now at 5 o'clock on Sunday evenings. We don't. I thought we did.
Yeah. and for us to put our hands up and look up at the skies is very normal because India is all about living in hope. We get nothing else but hope.
That's true.
Aiga, number aiga. That's a famous poet.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, no, it's cool, man. It's great. What else you got, Andrish? Or should we take a break and then maybe come back after that?
Yeah, I think we should take a quick break. I'm getting a phone call from Jitendra Awad's group saying, please don't talk about the fact that a lot of his people, his entourage, so to speak, have all got the virus. So all this and more when we come back. And we're back here on this extremely hot, muggy April morning. Finally, folks, the summer is sort of coming in. I felt for a minute that March was almost not summer-like. Normally, March is terrible in Mumbai. Of course, it was terrible for other reasons. But just hear me out for a second, guys. Do you think that this 27 degrees is working at all? Because now the summer started, in a sense. And so, you think there's any credence to the story of the heat being able to kill the virus? And if so, will that help us, tropical countries?
Well, there's no scientific evidence that the heat does kill the virus.
My neighbor, Mr. Mehta, told me.
Mr. Mehta might be probably incorrect in this particular
aspect. He's a jeweler.
So in this particular aspect, maybe he might just not know as much as the WHO does.
He was
very
clear about it. 100% direct. No. He's spending the whole day in the sun. Sitting on a chair near the watchman outside.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, you hear so much of that kind of stuff, right? I mean, like, oh, you should drink hot water every 20 minutes, right? You know, I mean, like, all that kind of stuff.
Kunal is bathing every hour in hot water. every hour to wash away his sins.
But I don't know that any of this stuff is like, you know, there are relationships that you can see in the numbers, but nobody really knows. So we'll see.
This abstract thinking helps a little bit when nothing else is working. We haven't got a vaccine.
Yeah.
The numbers are still out there.
But here's the thing, right, Cyrus? It's actually, if the heat has a effect on the virus's spread, then the flip side is also true, which means that chances are that we would be in for a resurgence in November, December, January. So
what are you saying, though? The coronavirus will take a summer's break, go back to mid-Europe, and then come back in November?
Yeah. It's not going to go away.
Amit, you're like my WhatsApp building group. You're just doom and gloom today. Why don't we instead share the visual of Kunal bathing on the R? With everybody out
but that's
there.
That is a much nicer visual. There's a lot of good news about this stuff as well, right? I mean, like, it's not all doom and gloom in that sense. There is definitely a bunch of good stuff here that could happen, hopefully does happen.
Yeah, apparently they're finding there are research on this going on everywhere. They're trying to develop vaccines, they're trying to see if current medicines work, and it's turning out that's like current medicines, they're not sure of this yet, but a lot of current medicines are showing very promising results, like flu treatments that we have right now. And that hydroxychloroquine, which was readily available over the counter in India, which has since been stopped. But still, like, these are promising things.
So, Dr. Silvery, you're saying that we're on the right track. Not to worry that within the next 24 hours, we will crack the system and all will...
I'm not saying 24 hours. I'm saying, I think a year. I think maybe in a year...
A year? I can't sit in Malabar Hill for the whole year.
No.
We'll not be in lockdown for a year.
It won't be a lockdown for a year. But what happened, what the countries like China are seeing is the minute you relax or lockdown during this time, it starts coming back. The rates start going back up again. And that's the problem that places like Wuhan are seeing in China.
recently opened, right? So Wuhan, I don't think you're seeing.
Yeah, but they started seeing an increase in rates again after opening up.
They put a very solid system in place. If you've got the virus, you're never seen again. The government comes and takes care of you. I don't think we can use those extreme steps here. So I don't know. I don't want the lockdown to continue for too much longer. It's driving us mad. You had this mess up here that happened with 500 people gathering to go back home. More of that is going to happen. Frustration, anger, depression. Just people wondering what to do with the economy. How do you earn money? How do you pay the bills? How do you buy the potatoes and vegetables? Everyone's just sitting at home. So there's got to be some compromise formulas. We've got to move on with life. Civilization must not stop. Cricket must be played, ladies and gentlemen. If there's no cricket, there's no life. We have to do the right thing. Silvani, please help me. You're the young one. Aren't you full of angst and energy and a need to further your career and life?
I mean, I really, really miss live comedy shows. Not been on stage for the last month, which seems kind of wrong for some reason. But what are you going to do, man? My troubles are very less compared to other people who are actually infected by the virus and going through, and their families going through the stuff. So
you're being super sensitive. There's no point into all that. We've got to deal with here's what I think. Do they pay my taxes? They don't pay my taxes. So first look after yourself and your own people. That's the most important thing. Don't ever become Mother Teresa. WhatsApp groups are sending messages saying, think about others who don't have anything. At least we are getting our groceries. No. I have to worry about my people. Stop doing all that nonsense. It's like America has to look after every poor country in the world. No, it doesn't work that way. You do what you can when you can, but you can't look at it this way. Right now, it's every man for himself. So I'm sorry, if there were three potatoes left and three of us, then I would take two. That's for sure.
Okay, wow. Sahil, you were just talking about Jitendra Awad, the Congress MP, whose entire security detail and the people who work around him, the 14 people around him have tested positive. Yes. So he has self-quarantined himself, so they say.
I have been saying this from the beginning, ever since some stupid cop, because there are a few of those around, many of them are doing great work, but there are stupid ones as well, went and stopped somebody walking their dog early morning, in Marine Drive. And I was just thinking, you've got to get this right. Doctors and cops are the two people in the front line, okay? Or medical staff in general and cops. They are the ones who are going to get closest to people of all kinds. And when you do that, they are the ones who have to be looked after really thoroughly, And now you're seeing that more and more cops are getting it, more and more bodyguards, these kind of people. Why? It's ridiculous. And of course, they're going to now try to deflect it. But on the other hand, coronavirus doesn't see you as a member of parliament or MLA or whatever. So it doesn't care. That's your entourage. From what we gather, he's not got it though at the moment.
That's
it looks like people around him are positive. But they have not taken
the voluntary 2 weeks quarantine period. That has not been adhered.
No, he's taken. He did it.
Now. But at the point of knowing, did they do it immediately? It's only come out now, thanks to an one of the bodyguards.
I would think that they would do it as soon as they know about it.
Once the public pressure there, they have to do it. My worry is how many people will not do it. You see, many people brought their kids home. Okay, if they could get away from the airport and quickly just, not tell anyone. Many buildings have seen this. They haven't done it. People are just quietly, don't say anything, keep your mouth shut and move on with life.
Yeah, I don't understand that. That just seems so stupid though.
Yeah. Apparently people have not been honest about the travel histories also. And that's also helped in the spread of this virus is what they're saying. Like people come back from foreign countries and they don't disclose that I was in Thailand or something.
Correct.
And and that's a problem as well.
Because obviously they want to be known to be in Thailand. Like that other story you told us, that they've gone for something else, their wives don't know, or whatever, family doesn't know. So you have to be a little careful about these.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the problems. But not coming clean once they come home with the relatives.
No, that's been a bit of a ridiculous problem.
That with that whole...
It's ridiculous.
And then the fiasco that we saw in Gurgaon, you add these two things, and I think this not telling the truth plays a smaller role, but it's there. And then those guys who also in the end didn't tell the truth in the sense and ran. Human nature, I'm not going to say it's the greatest kind of the century, it's human nature to run because it's a sense of cowardice actually. But, you turn to that under pressure. I do it all the time. I mean, people call my name, I always run. I don't even respond. But that's you think about it, then you respond. If the person's saying, help, I'm drowning, then you sort of slowly respond and, at least see the hand sink into the water, and then say, oh, damn, I should have jumped in.
Yeah.
But I don't want to start blame gaming and all this because who knows what we will do in the same situation. If my son was coming from New York, would I want to just quietly take him, I mean, who knows? I would hope that I would do the right thing, but who knows?
So the thing is just that, right? I mean, it's a public health issue, right? So, I mean, my uncle and aunt went back from India to the US and they self-quarantined for 15 days as soon as they went back, right? I mean,
did they stamp them and all that? Was the stamping done on the hand or whatever?
I think there was something. I don't know. I don't think they got stamped, but I think it was kind of like once they came back to India, they were asked to self-quarantine, and then there were regular checks done on them as to whether or not they are actually staying where they're supposed to stay.
Typical question, but this stamp thing, is it possible for you to choose where you will be stamped? Or do you have to be stamped on the hands? I don't like that. I'm very ticklish in that area. I don't mind the back. Of course, then you have to check my shirt and all that nonsense. But still, I was thinking, maybe they should encourage people to do the right thing.
Yeah, can I design my own stamp also?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
The tattoo, yeah. So
have a tattoo.
Personalize it.
So imagine your back reads Pericles landed in Mumbai 14 March.
Another good news during... some good news during for sports lovers is home sports, like people playing the sports at home in like small environments has made a huge comeback. Where families are playing together, and that's pretty cool.
Are you talking about like PlayStation, or are you talking about cricket in the hall?
Physically playing it yourself in the hall or in your garden if you have.
May I tell you my story?
Yeah, please.
Every day I play hide and seek. Moment my wife gets up, I'm hiding. Every day. She still hasn't found me, guys. So if you see her, I'm not here. I'm not doing this podcast. No, but very good point you made, Silvery. Families are discovering themselves in that sense. But you have to kill time. The other day, I played chess with my daughter after a long time. She beat me in 15 minutes, which means years have passed.
So not a long time.
No, I used to... the other day, I taught them chess, then I used to crash them in like 5 moves. And now I can't even whatever. The point is that, you know, you actually start bonding and doing things with your children or elders or whatever, which you've never done before. My mother and I had a conversation for at least 2 minutes yesterday, which is really my standard quite long. Now, mom, she's nodding sagely in the background, stuck in this family. No choice. Yeah. So I think we learn to live and enjoy the people around you because that's what we got. Yeah, I have a sense of a concentration camp, folks, if you don't mind me saying. I feel a bit, I wouldn't use the words Auschwitz and Dachau and all these really evil, sad, tragic places, but I do get that sense sometimes that it's the same people, it's the same clothes, it's the same food also, so that we can change it.
Sort of like being on curfew?
Yeah, that's it. Now we know what Kashmir is. Yeah. Now we know what Kashmir has gone through for so long.
Dude, I mean, like, it's frustrating as hell, right? How long are you going to do this? How long can you be like this?
So one thing that has been helping me is I was getting to this is people have been doing golf trick shots at home, and it's so satisfying to watch these videos, these compilations of under quarantine, people stuck under quarantine, so they'll keep a book and they'll keep a glass and they'll keep another hole somewhere else, and we have to like get the golf ball in the pot. And oh God, it is so sad.
Yeah, but you can cheat,
yeah.
You can cheat.
Correct.
You jump cuts and all that.
No. It's single take. You can tell they haven't cut it, and it seems fine. It seems legit.
But perspective for us watching, it look longer or further than it really is. For example, I'm just saying.
Well, what are those machines? Like, you know, people build those, like, you know, kind of interactive machines. One thing leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next.
Yeah, I think it's called Germans.
No.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called. The dominoes, and then there's the books.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Exactly.
That's
called.
I
can't remember either, but I've seen a bunch of those.
It's like an epidemic because they keep falling one after another. Yeah. That's a bit.
No, but
ironic.
People have been doing a lot of those, right? They're setting those things up, which I mean, like, I'm looking at some of these things and they've set them up. It probably took them like days to set up and then like, you know, 30 seconds to drop. And it's kind of fun to watch those things.
So their contribution to making people smile is more than ours at the moment. The hard work they put in the pre-production, the actual shooting of it, the fact that their Wi-Fi and electricity is on. Yeah.
And exactly.
Fuck, so man. Mother is the necessity of invention. Mother is the necessity of invention. So we're getting more and more tricks up our sleeves. People are showing their true colors. So under pressure, the creative ones are coming through. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Isn't that a good sign?
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of interesting stuff. I mean, like 5 o'clock is Instagram central, right? I mean, like everybody's on Instagram at 5 p.m. to go live.
Yeah, that's too much. If you're not on Instagram live at 5 p.m., it's like you have no life. You're an absolute nobody. Steady. Are you guys live today?
That is true. I'm sure we're live. I'm sure something or the other is happening.
One last good story, if I can say.
Yeah, please.
this came out from a place called this came out from Sydney in Australia, yeah. where this 11-year-old kid, he's an entrepreneur where he runs like a cupcake business with his mother. Okay. And so he during this time he's not been selling like his regular cupcakes. He's been making personalized cupcakes for his healthcare workers in hospital, like emergency healthcare workers in the city, in his town. And so he's been personally going and delivering it to them, and they look like great cupcakes, like amazingly well crafted cup. 11-year-old kid making these cupcakes is amazing, and going out and being aware enough that these healthcare workers spread a smile on their face.
See, this is a good story. This is a really good story. I mean, he's 11 years old, probably just a Amir Khan's height or something, small guy. But going out there and doing the right thing, and probably his initiative. You know, I think lots of kids are more sensitized than we think, and a lot of them want to help. That altruistic thing is the best thing that we get out of this. People who want to help. There's a lady in the corner building who's alone, 90 years old, for example, in my lane. Then sooner or later, people, you know, put together a basket and are looking after and sending things. I think you're feeding the good side of your soul in a way. So that's something you can cling to, for sure.
And when
Sorry.
No, we're back to spirit of Mumbai stuff, right? I mean, like, we're going to see that kind of thing happening right now. I mean, like, you know. It's there, though. I mean, like, listen, it's there.
When you say that now, the moment you say it, then I hate it. Because I just...
I know. I know.
But I just like the altruistic nature of human beings. When it's quietly done on the side, you know, if you just quietly help people, like just a small thing, like stopping the car and letting somebody cross the road. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. I'm here.
So I'm just saying, simple gestures, like letting people cross the road, helping somebody with their saman. Of course, now touching is an issue, so all these things go out of the window. But it starts from small gestures like that, then actually looking after someone. I'm just saying, how does it hurt? Otherwise, people like me, we just rush everywhere, as you've noticed. You know, an old lady crossing the road, I'm like, you know, what are her chances? Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did
you say anus? Who said anus?
No, I said AMAs.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you knew my pet name, which only the locality uses. All right, fair enough. So time for the AMAs, which are extremely exciting because people like us who are writing in have nothing else to do. So we have a few more.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me.
All right, cool. So I got a question from this guy named Nirvan on Twitter. He just sent this out this morning. Yeah. Cyrus, a 90s fan of yours, you never fail to bring a smile to my face no matter how gloomy my days are. So please never stop being you. Have you ever wondered, so this is basically his question, right? He says some nice things about IBM and me as well, but he could then ask, have you ever wondered whether the social media distancing which India and the rest of the world are practicing right now will help in giving us a added sense of private space, something which you have often complained about?
I kiss his feet immediately. It is the most beautiful sentence I've heard all day. Amit Doshi, you and I have discussed this many a time and often at the Rialto, and we had nothing to do. And I remember telling you that proximity is such a huge issue in our country. No understanding of personal space, personal proximity, invading that. For me, it's lovely. If people can just respect a little area, of course, it's easier said than done on busy, crowded streets in Mumbai, Delhi. It's not Delhi, it's Mumbai for sure. But I think that's great. Just absolutely great. Also, not to stare. Another thing we Indians do all the time, stare for long, just holding the stare. So, yeah. Good. These are the good things that are coming out of this stupid lockdown. Yes.
But do you think that it will? Do you think it will?
I think a lot of things are going to change. Amit Doshi and Silvery. A lot of things are going to change. People are going to clean their hands a lot more. How long it lasts, I don't know. But I'm looking at least for a year or two. You're going to see a lot of people being very careful about how they wash themselves, how much they touch each other, strangers especially. Perhaps not with your community and friends, but with strangers, vendors who come. There'll be a little. I've seen people in the lane while walking turning their face away from a stranger. You know, if a vendor is coming on scooty or whatever, they turn their face away so that. That actually the face area is away from the person. Not to be racist, but you know, they're just doing it by instinct now in the fear. So I'm thinking all this is going to be there.
You go into an elevator nowadays, I mean, like, and everybody is facing the walls. Nobody is facing people.
Nobody's facing people. They're giving their own square. In CNB, they're given our own square. So it becomes like a little game. You know, like Saap Seed. Stand on your square, wait there.
But I think this can't really last for that much longer, right? Because the second the lockdown stops, the public transport will be back to being crowded. The markets will be back to
But there'll be an effort to not smell the other person's face Now, for example, walking in the streets of Colaba, how many times people just brush past you? I'm sure people try not to. You yourself will try not to. Just that'll be great for me. I hate
spitting. True. There might be less spitting for sure.
If somebody spits in public, if somebody spits in public now post lockdown, they're going to get beaten up.
Yeah.
Tuples on the face.
That's true. Clearly. That's so true.
I think that's really stupid of you if you're going to stand with 10 people around and go, it's just not going to work. Yeah. So I suggest that before the lockdown closes, we all spit as much as we can, get out of our system.
Okay. Moving on to my question. Should I go?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
This one is sent in by a person who calls himself Amit Ka Clone.
Amit Ka Clone? Which one? Yeah, Amit Shah or Amit Doshi?
Doshi.
Separated by 1% DNA.
This is the person who had, recently he had sent in, say, I'm from Walkeshwar, I moved to Delaware. You know that person? He recently talked about
it. Yeah.
So he goes, I'm the one with the similarities with Amit. Maybe he even lives close to me. So he, in brackets, he's written Teen Batti, Deepak Stores, from Walkeshwar to Delaware.
Wow.
So all these things. Is left of center, political lean, inverted commas, love for Trump, et cetera, et cetera.
Love for Trump is not there.
Okay.
But everything else is,
So he goes, I haven't seen all the episodes of Park Recreation. I'm about to start. You guys were talking about it last week.
Super sure.
So firstly, a birthday. My son's birthday, he turns 18 this week. His name is JJ. So if you could please just wish him, firstly, that'd be great.
And his full name is JJ School of Art, just to be clear.
Yes.
Not just JJ. Happy birthday, JJ. Have a rocking one. And remember, you're too young to drink. I'm not sure what the drinking age is anymore. 21 or 18?
21, I think. I think 18 for beer and wine.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
So wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You can vote, but you can't drink. That sums up our country.
Okay. Okay, he has a very, very fun question. He says, question, among Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Office, and Parks and Recreation, how would you grade them? And which would you say worth watching more than once?
Say them again.
It's like Sophie's Choice in reverse.
Yeah, okay. Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Office, and Parks and Recreation.
So Parks is first for me.
Okay.
Seinfeld second.
Okay.
Then probably Curb is last, for sure.
Really? Yeah. I'd say for me, first is Curb. Then second is Parks and Rec. And then Seinfeld, then The Office.
Okay, so I'm a huge Ricky Gervais fan, so that will not be possible. I will tie for first place with The Office and Curb, because that Larry David is... There's enough evil in Larry David for you.
Yeah.
You need that evil ability.
Yeah.
And of course, Seinfeld is just untouchable. I would rather not compare to anything else and leave it alone. Because there are some episodes of Seinfeld which God has created. It's just fantastic. Like the Soup Nazi, I can watch it every day for the rest of my life, and that's the only thing left.
Yeah. The Master of My Domain episode is just
fabulous.
Great.
The boy in the bubble.
Bubble boy.
Fabulous, man.
Oh, man.
The date who can't be heard, Kramer's date who can't be heard. I mean, that's just fabulous writing.
Yeah.
You just keep guessing if there's another date. and I like Parks as well, but Parks is much softer. As you said, it's a very positive, happy sort of situation.
It is.
The darker side of the comedy, which is Curb, and to some extent Office is just more off-center. But Larry has a certain madness and darkness, which I like together. Maybe that's why I married Aisha. I can't.
The reason why I like Seinfeld more than Curb is because Larry David has that darkness for sure. But I feel like that show kind of... puts a little bit of a muzzle on that, right, if you will.
Yeah.
So it's not as dark as Curb is.
Yeah. No, it's very rarely dark. But all four characters are A-grade characters. They're so well written and sort of etched that at end of it, they could all do their own shows. Could they not? I mean, all four, the top four. It's fabulous. It's a bit like a podcast. All three of us are great.
This is a good segment for the rest of our, while we're under lockdown, this is a good segment for us to do, right? So what we can ask people is they send us a list of five things, right? Maybe it's books, maybe it's TV shows, maybe it's this, and we can all we can rank them.
Yeah.
So send that to us on whatcyrus@gmail.com, guys. We'll try and...
Top five picks of anything, and we'll take it forward from there. But before
we'll basically
I need to make a public announcement.
Oh, before that, can I please tell you a very cool fun fact about Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes,
I don't know if you guys know this, but on Curb, there is literally, the actors do not have a script on set. All the dialogue you hear for the last 10 seasons is fully improvised. How great is that? They do not have a script.
That's the way to work. Trust me. Yeah. Written matter is very difficult to, the dialogue is very difficult to reproduce in somebody else's mouth. I always believe that the actor should be allowed to recreate the dialogue once he's understood what's going on. In any language and in any form, not just comedy. The only problem is with classics like Shakespeare and all is difficult to do because you're doing the classic. And you know, so that's why they try to change the time and this and that, etc. But with everything else, I honestly think that the actors should spin it once they've understood the essence of what it is. Otherwise, they never get it right.
Yeah, correct.
So, why should we argue with anybody over nothing? But guys, before we end, a public service announcement to everybody. If you or any of your family members have come in contact with Jitendra Awad or his colleagues, then please get in touch with the hospital authorities closest to you and get yourself checked. Is that a fair thing to say?
Absolutely. I think it's needed at this point.
My friend Clyde, who's been doing so much good work, I better have him checked also. My mother is shouting from the back. She has a request. Wait, guys. Yes, Mom? My mother is saying, can you make a suggestion on your podcast for your rich listeners, and we have only rich listeners, to donate the PPE equipment. The doctors are struggling with it. Which is a fair request. If there's anybody out there.
It's a great request.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
help? These are mostly, I think, high-end English-speaking sort of listeners. Some of them are really well-heeled. So, it's 25,000 a kit, right? Shah Rukh Khan has donated 25,000 kits. Okay, my mom is getting emotional. I have to stop the show now. Mommy, you've made your point, but she's going to start singing a sad song. Now, we have to end here, guys. We'll see you next week. Try and donate for the kids. Try to help in any way you can. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but just everybody has to do whatever they can. All right. See you soon, guys. Next week with your top five, please. Until then, it's bye from me, from Amit, and from Silvery and India. And the lockdown continues. We'll keep you posted, as if you won't know. Okay?
All right. Cool. Yeah. That was good.
Thank you.
Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In, or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.